past generations, I'd move upon your forefathers who held a greater place in this nation of authority in regards to righteousness. I moved upon them. And they sat on their haunches. They sat back and did nothing in the spirit because they said, oh, this is a political war. When I from heaven was crying out for a war concerning righteousness and evil, and the enemy stole and still continues to steal because my children, which are called by my name, will not humble themselves and cry out and repent of their own wickedness and then turn and use that authority against the wicked generation in which they live. But I'll stand with you and groups like you across this nation who'll stand up and fight to the bitter end. And I'll at times seem like eke out what seems like a small margin, but eventually it can cause, through your prayers of intercession, great and mighty things to transpire for the turning of the nation. Know this, that your walk with me is not dependent upon no matter who is in authority. And revival is not dependent on who is in authority. Continue to keep your heart and mind foremost on this truth that I have told you there is no plan B. And when I said that, I meant that. You must endeavor to persevere in the Spirit for this spiritual outpouring. Then whatever is left in the wake of that will resound in the natural. But your assignment is not in this world. Your assignment is intercessors, or it to stay in that place where I can use your authority, and I'll move out of your authority, saith the Spirit of grace.